Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear about the plans and preparations for this year's Jamaica International Invitational Track Meet. I'm Prince Moore. Get your sports fix now. If you're a track and field enthusiast, then you definitely want to mark May 9, 2015 on your calendar. That's the day Jamaica will play host to some of the best track and field athletes in the world at the Jamaica International Invitational Track Meet at the National Stadium. Among the international athletes who have confirmed their attendance so far are U.S. sprinters Alison Felix, Dawn Harper-Nelson, and Tyson Gay. Nigerian track star Blessing Okagbare has also confirmed her appearance. The Jamaican athletes down to participate are Olympic and gold medal sprinter Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, hurdler Hansel Parchment, Asafa Powell, 400-meter sprinter Noveline Williams-Mills, and many more. Chairman of the Jamaica International Invitational Track Meet, Dr. Warren Blake, says considerable effort is being made this year to improve the overall caliber of the event.
This year, we have engaged some international announcers to give it more of a Diamond League feel and enhance the spectator experience. We have also engaged the IWF media expert who will assist us in our production to give our viewing public an enhanced Diamond experience.
Dr. Blake adds that the Jamaica International Invitational Meet is part of the International Association of Athletics Federation, the IAAF, World Challenge Meetings, one rung down from the Diamond League meets. With more successful stagings and consistent participation from international track and field stars, he hopes Jamaica may one day be selected to stage a Diamond League meet. For this year's Invitational, over 20 previous World and Olympic champions have confirmed their attendance, more than most Diamond League events.
Jamaican athletes, including some who have not been given a chance on the Diamond League circuit to international competition, have been given a chance to face some top-level competition. It has also given our Jamaican fans the opportunity to view their local stars up against some of the best competition that the rest of the world can offer.
Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is urging Jamaicans across the country to come out and support the Invitational Meet, noting that it will strengthen Jamaica's position as a choice sporting destination and should generate positive international exposure for Jamaica's other national sporting programs.
The Invitational is, in fact, up to this point, our premier international track and field meeting and the chance for us to see the world's best competing on Jamaican soil. I want to encourage all Jamaicans, come out, let this stadium be sell out and sell off. Let's fill the stadium and ensure that we cheer on our athletes and participate in what we will now consider to be our little world championships right here in Jamaica.
Miss Nita Headley also echoed the sentiment that Jamaica will be selected to host a Diamond League meet, adding that Jamaica has consistently proven its ability to stage international-level tournaments in all disciplines. She adds that the government remains committed to providing the infrastructure and policy framework to facilitate sustained sports development in Jamaica.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal for us. Jamaica is truly a major player in the field of track and field, and we ought to be proud of ourselves. So, on behalf of the Most Honorable Prime Minister, Portia Simpson Miller, I congratulate the organizers once again for preparing to stage another outstanding exhibition of the best of the sport component of Brand Jamaica.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Prince Moore for producer Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.